Welcome to LANYEP, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm here today with Dr. Jessica Schofield, a professor of political science here at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Welcome, Dr. Schofield. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've got an event coming up dealing with impeachment and the process. Tell me why ULM Political Science is talking about this right now.
Sure. So we were approached by Dr. Bruno, who wanted us to speak with the community about what is going on with this impeachment hearing, the inquiry, the scandal, whatever you want to call it. And today, a lot of people feel like it's hard to get neutral and unbiased information about the political process. So our main goal in having this hearing is just to educate the public about what this impeachment hearing involves, what the process is going to be, and try to get to some of the factual information behind all of the opinions.
Let's talk about kind of how this has all gone down. A lot of this has happened in private, in sort of a forum, a small group of people in the basement. And
exactly.
There's been a lot of talk, but it's all secret, and you don't know what they've been saying down there, and they're not supposed to leak anything. And today will be the first chance we get to hear from some of these people with the potential dealings in the Ukraine and maybe some things that may or may not have happened there. What's the process been up until now?
Sure. So it's exactly like you said, a lot of this information and a lot of this process has been behind closed doors to this point. And really, we're just hearing the headlines, the scandals, the unusual events around this. So what is starting today with the public hearings is we will begin to see what the evidence actually is that there were some nefarious dealings in these Ukraine talks. And so the Democratic Party is really trying to present their case to the public in a way that will, in their hopes, get the public to side with them. So we're going to be getting the information that they have had all along and seeing, does it match up with what the public has been saying about the impeachment, or, have we been misled by a lot of the reporting on this?
The reporting, and I guess that you would call them leaks. There have been leaks coming out for a year, maybe longer, that there were some nefarious things that that may have happened. Maybe on both sides, because it looks like maybe the vice president's former Vice President Biden's son might be wrapped up in some of this too. But today we'll start hearing evidence. I want to ask you, being a professor of political science, and you go back and you look at like the Nixon impeachment trial or the Clinton impeachment trial, are we following sort of the same example? Or I know a week or so ago they came up with rules for this. Are the rules the same, or are we looking at something different this time around?
So the congressional rules are so complicated and so open to interpretation that it's really up to the members of Congress at that time to determine the proper rules. That's why they have to vote on it every time. So there are slight differences in how this impeachment is going to proceed compared to previous instances. And at the panel, we will be doing comparisons and looking at some of the long-term effects of the Nixon impeachment and the Clinton impeachment. And Nixon was never actually impeached. He resigned before he was impeached. But, they did come up with the list of impeachable offenses. So we'll be doing a lot of comparisons, trying to show if this example with the Trump presidency is unusual or if it fits the model that we've seen with earlier presidents.
Dr. Jessica Schofield with us this morning. The event is called Impeachment 1001. Which I guess would be like a beginner class
right.
in college. I'm so old, I think it was 101. But anyway, the process, the ethics and political lessons from impeachment proceedings. When are you guys going to be holding this, and where's it going to happen?
Right. So it will be next Wednesday. That's November 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. in the ULM Student Union Building in the ballroom. That's up on the second level.
Okay, so I'm sure you've got a panel of experts. Let's talk right. about some of the people who are going to be talking and maybe a little bit about their background. So you've got ULM Professor of Political Science, Dr. Joshua Stockley.
Yes, yeah, so this is an effort put together by our entire political science department. So Dr. Stockley will be there. I will be present on this panel along with Dr. Exmeyer and Robert Noel, who is an attorney here, and he also teaches our constitutional law classes. So though none of us are experts precisely on impeachment, it's kind of like if you combine all of our knowledge, we can give you a pretty good idea of what's going on.
You'll get us close. Yeah. The event is open to students and faculty.
And to the public.
And it's to the public, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a cost to attend the event that's coming up?
Nope, there is absolutely no cost. You don't need to RSVP. You don't need a ticket or anything. We really want this to be a chance for anybody who's interested in learning more about this impeachment process to come and speak with some people, you know, and ask us some questions and get a little bit more information.
So I guess this thing rolls out like this. Right now we're talking about the information that could be used for a potential impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
We're still a couple of steps from that. What happens if you impeach a president? One side gets to vote on that, and then the other side
right.
gets to vote. Tell me how that works.
Yeah, so it is important to note that President Trump has not actually been impeached. So we're still a ways away from that step. What's happening right now is they're determining if they're going to vote to impeach him. And it is the House of Representatives that is responsible for that. And that's according to the Constitution. So the House of Representatives is tasked with determining whether or not there will be an impeachment. If they do vote to impeach him, and that's a simple majority vote, then it goes up to the Senate and they will hold the trial.
And the Democrats have the House right now.
Right, but the Republicans control the Senate.
Have the other side.
Yep.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. A reminder, KEDM will have continuing coverage of this. Our coverage begins today, and you can follow along at kedm.org. Again, this is Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Dr. Jessica Schofield, thanks for joining us today. And you can find out more about this event. It's on the front page of our website right now at kedm.org.
This is Deborah Chandler, your host of Vocal Vibes, heard every Wednesday at 2 o'clock here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.